And now, Coco Enterprises presents How to Talk to Your Advisor with Drew Coco and Tom Shook. To get us started, here's John Hendricks.
Well, what do I want to talk to my advisor about today?
Well, today we're going to talk, or I mean, I guess we're going to start the radio show with talking a little bit about farming, because I was looking at, getting ready for this radio show, I was kind of thinking about, October. I was like, what's October synonymous with? And I think most people consider like the fall, October harvest season. But I wasn't sure, so I actually did some Googling, and I found a nice website that showed me when harvest season is for each state. And I guess for Montana, we're in late harvest season, because you can still, I mean, people are still harvesting pumpkins. I guess apples kind of wrap up in September. You know, it probably varies a little bit, but this is one website that I don't remember the name of. But, you know, it's I was looking at when harvest season was. And, for different states have different times. But one thing I didn't notice on the list is tax loss harvesting.
Right. And that's pretty much universal. It pretty much occurs this time of year through December.
Yeah.
So So everyone in the nation is.
I would consider us an early tax loss harvesting season.
Right.
So we're going to talk about tax loss harvesting today. So that was my long intro to that.
Tax loss harvesting is exactly how it sounds. Instead of harvesting zucchinis and pumpkins and apples, you're harvesting your tax losses.
That's right.
Now, the overall practice is selling a security like a stock or a fund that's experienced a loss. So that means that it's depreciated in value. You buy it for $100, it's now worth $80. You sell it, you've experienced a loss. Now you use that loss to offset capital gains tax, or in some cases, ordinary income tax. So you're harvesting all the losses that you have on paper, you're making them real, and then you're saving money in taxes. That's the overall strategy.
Yeah.
Will you save as much in taxes as you've lost in those
issues? The idea. You pretty much want it to be a wash. That's the idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll kind of get to that. Is that one of the things, I guess the first thing that people give us some pushback on is like, why am I selling my losses?
Right.
It's like, shouldn't you be making me money?
Right. It's never fun. Because you're working with losses in the first place.
Right.
That's never a fun arena to be in.
But the thing to point out is that the kind of the nature of investing is that things are going to, they go up and down a lot over the long term, like 10, 15, 20 years. We want to see those go up, obviously. But at some points, especially if you're holding stocks and other things, they're going to fluctuate at some points. And sometimes they're going to be down and sometimes they're going to be up. And that's kind of the nature of investing. And what we want to do is we want to take advantage of those losses. Like we don't want to let these losses go to waste, so to speak. And you can do exactly what Drew said, is that you can sell those securities or those positions that are currently trading at a loss, lock in the loss. So what you get what's called a paper loss. Mm-hmm. And then we want to reinvest those assets back into the market so that we continue to participate in the gains. And then that way we can basically take those losses and use them to our advantage in future years.
Right. So let's take a step back and remember that when you sell an asset that's appreciated, you buy some shares of a stock, you buy some shares of a fund, it appreciates and you sell it. Well, you have to pay capital gains tax on that. That's never fun. Now, that can be long-term capital gains or ordinary income, short-term capital gains, but you have to pay the tax man the earnings that you've seen. Now, when you sell something, it's not just a complete loss. You actually get to take those losses. Say you have $10,000 worth of losses and you have $10,000 worth of gains, those losses completely eliminate all the gains. You don't pay any taxes. And what Tom was talking about was kind of making sure that your asset allocation is in check, because he said that securities, they don't, you know, things in the market, they fluctuate at different rates. So let's say that you have a position in a tech fund and you have a position in a healthcare fund. Well, in that particular year, maybe the healthcare fund went down and the tech fund went up. You sell the losses in the healthcare and you sell the gains in the tech, and then you reallocate the money you save in taxes to the healthcare. It rebalances the overall portfolio, keeps your asset allocation in check, you avoid taxes, it's a triple win.
That's right, yeah. So this is basically the practice of locking in those losses and then using to our advantage in future years. And like Drew says, that we're constantly, as portfolio managers, we're constantly looking at the portfolio and rebalancing. And there's a lot of rules, and maybe we should do a radio show on this, but there's a lot of rules that go into when to rebalance, you know, how much to rebalance and all that kind of stuff. But when you do those rebalancings to, you know, spread out your asset or get your asset allocation as it should be, according to your age and investment horizon, all that kind of stuff, you know, you basically, you make purchases, and those short-term purchases go up and down. That's where we get the loss of. So basically, if you're managing your portfolio as you should, you're constant rebalancing and you're constantly looking for these losses. And like Drew said, you know, you can use those to offset gains in future years. You know, the IRS does, if for whatever reason you don't have any gains to offset, you can take $3,000 of these gains and offset your actual taxable income either. Mm-hmm. So $3,000 is not, you know, it's not a life-changing amount, but it's still something.
But you can also carry over your losses. Yeah. So if you had a pretty hefty loss in your portfolio, you harvested all of them, you realized them, let's say just $10,000. Well, you can massage that $3,000 deduction over the course of, you know, 4 years, 3,000 in the first three, 1,000 in the last year, and offset your ordinary income if you don't have any capital gains to harvest there.
That's right. Yeah. So it's actually kind of a neat thing is that when you go in and we have people who have, you know, if you know, yeah. So it's a neat thing where you can basically take these losses, take them on paper, and then you get what's called a 1099, at the end of the year. And when you sell these funds, it's going to record what you lost. And again, I'm using air quotes on the radio, but you're going to make these sales, you're going to get a tax form that tells you what you lost, and then you keep that and then file that with your taxes. Like Drew said, if you don't need them now, you can carry those forward into future years and use them to offset gains.
But make sure you keep track of your losses.
Right.
You know, if you sell anything for a loss and it's more than the $3,000 ordinary income, it goes over what you can offset with capital gains. Keep track.
Yeah.
Your CPA, your tax professional should help you do that. But also, because the brokerage firm that you do this at is not going to keep track for you.
Yeah. One of the biggest tragedies with this, if you just forget about them and then never use them. But we're talking about selling an investment, locking in those losses, and then we want to get, obviously we don't want to just lock in those losses and stay in cash. We obviously want to reinvest that.
Right.
And so now this is when things get a little bit tricky, but we want to reinvest that into something that's similar to what we just sold.
Right.
Because the idea is that we don't want to just get out and get in something completely different. We want to keep our portfolio allocated like it currently is. So we get out of whatever security we're in, we sell it, and then we go find something that's not substantially similar to the thing that we had. So now this is where you get into like a little bit of legal language, but we're looking for something that is close to what we had, but not identical. And the IRS has specific guidelines for what it considers identical and what it considers different. But in general, if you were to sell one, you know, like a large cap ETF, and then put it into another large cap ETF with a different fund manager, a different expense ratio, those would be dissimilar enough where it wouldn't trigger any type of penalty.
Right. So what Tom is talking about, all that is driven by what's called the wash sale rule. Right. So wash sale rule means that you can't, let's just talk about Walmart. Yeah. Let's say you buy a share of Walmart,
okay,
and you it goes down in value, you sell it, you realize the loss. You can't just go buy Walmart again and then assume the loss. Yeah. You have to wait 31 days after that. 30 days, on the 31st day, you can rebuy it and reestablish the basis. Otherwise, if you buy it within that 30 days, the wash sale means that all of the savings, all of that basis is washed out and you don't get any benefit. There's no penalty, but when you look at your 1099, it's gonna have that asterisk in a W,
yeah,
which signifies wash sale, and it's gonna be like, well, I don't get any loss at all.
It's,
so yeah, the way around that is you don't buy, like say you buy the S&P 500, let's say just VOO,
right,
you sell that. You can buy a very similar S&P 500 index fund, maybe SPY, and that it's substantially different enough to skirt around the wash sale.
Yeah, and it's really neat. You get the loss, but you stay ultimately invested in the S&P 500 and participate in the gains.
So you can keep your asset allocation in check. You can realize the loss. You can offset gains. It's really it's almost like alchemy.
Yeah.
arbitrage is what they call it in this industry.
Yeah, that's for sure. And when we get back to the break, we'll kind of talk about some of the benefits, and there are some limitations to this too.
All right.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
One place on a cool day.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be. Give your garbage another life. Recycle.
Did you know those heavy lead batteries found in cars and other equipment can be recycled? It's important we do so because that lead is highly toxic to fish and other members of our ecosystem. Give your garbage another life. Recycle. At Pacific Steel, between La Quinta and the food service in Evergreen.
It's never too late to have fun in the sun at Whitefish Marina and RV, especially now with end-of-season savings on all 2023 boats and RVs in stock. Stroll through our acres of boats and RVs on display and choose what's best for you and your family. And Whitefish Marina and RV is your go-to for winterization, storage, and shrink wrap, too. Come on in or call to make a reservation for your winterization and storage needs. Whitefish Marine and RV is your local neighbor in the Flathead, offering convenience, long-term relationships, and service while supporting the local economy. Whitefish Marine and RV, at the corner of Highway 93 and Highway 40. Let our family show your family how fun and easy boating and camping can be. Call 406-862-8594 today.
Let's return to How to Talk with Your Advisor with Drew Coco and Tom Shook.
Okay, so we've been talking about tax loss harvesting, and we're going to talk about some of the benefits and the limitations. The benefits are fairly clear. Yeah. Obviously, we would like to save money on taxes.
Yes.
But one of some of the nuanced benefits is that you can use these capital losses to offset capital gains in other areas. It doesn't necessarily need to stay inside your portfolio. So if you get capital losses inside your portfolio and maybe you have like a real estate gain, mm-hmm. those losses will actually can be used to offset potentially your whatever gain you have in your like if you sell a property or something like
exactly.
that. And you can do some crossover. So this is where it pays to go in and talk to your advisor and do some planning. Especially if you're gonna have some gains coming up, it'd be a good time to look at your portfolio and kind of harvest some of these losses to save yourself some
exactly.
tax.
It's a very powerful strategy. Yeah. And there's a lot of benefits to it. One thing to kind of note is, and I'll try not to confuse the listeners out there, more importantly, I don't want to confuse myself while I'm on the air here, but there is an order of operations. It is important, if you're considering this, learn about it, talk to your tax professional, talk to your investment advisor. But when you, because remember, we talked about this before, there's different rates of capital gains. There's short-term capital gains rate, which is ordinary income taxes, and there's long-term capital gains, which is a preferable, usually lower.
Right.
So if you have long-term and short-term capital gains and capital losses, they have to cancel out each other first. So right. long-term has to cancel out long-term, short-term has to carry out short-term. Anything else after that can get back to short-term. But what they don't want is investors to get strategic and try to leap
yeah.
and get too much of a benefit.
Right.
So it can get a little complicated, but I just wanted to squeak that in there just to make, there are rules to it.
Yeah, that is important that there are different types of capital gains that you need to be aware of. And so you're not disappointed when you get to tax time and realize that maybe you can't offset all of these. But
right.
And then the other thing to point out, one limitation, is it does not offset income. You can get that $3,000 deduction, but beyond that, it's not like you can use it to offset like your W-2 wages or
exactly.
something like
yeah.
that.
If you have $100,000 worth of investment losses and you made $100,000 that year, you're still paying taxes on $97,000 that
yeah.
year.
Yeah, but this is something where it's when we get into October, it's a good time to start looking at your portfolio and go and talk to your advisor and do some planning and maybe not just look at this year, but maybe 3 or 5 years down the road and kind of anticipate what you might need and start managing your portfolio in a way that might save you some taxes in the future.
Right. But like everything else, we've used this analogy before. In this case, don't let the tax tail wag the investment management dog.
Right.
This can be a very, very powerful tool. If you're the right person, it could be great for you, but don't go investing just because you want to harvest some losses.
Exactly. Yep. All right.
All right. Great show, guys. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, John.
Thank you for joining us for Coco Enterprises, How to Talk to Your Advisor. We'll be here next Thursday at 12:45. If you missed some or you'd like to share it with friends, find today's and past shows on our Facebook page or online at kgez.com.